216-578-0850 to call us. And by the way, join the more than 100,000 Browns fans who are registered members of the Browns Backers Worldwide Fan Club. Receive merchandise discounts, special event invitations, and exclusive VIP experiences. Visit clevelandbrowns.com to learn more. By the way, before I forget, real quick, I will be doing the next three shows
in a row
remotely. The next three in a row. You're going to be here in Berea, and I am going to be at Liberty Dealerships at the following, starting at Maple Heights tomorrow. Maple Heights tomorrow. I'm going to be hanging out there with my buddies, Dustin Pujol and the boys there.
Looks like we're going to have a kegger in the dog bowl.
It sounds like, yeah, Dad's leaving the dog bowl. So
Torres is out.
So all the kids are going to play. Yes, there's going to be a kegger in the dog bowl. I love that. And then on, let's see.
Nobody will see anything with all these glass
walls. Not at all. They'll come in and join you. Wednesday, I will be in Vermilion at the dealership there. And then Thursday, I will be in Brunswick. I want to just make sure I got this right. Wednesday, do I have it right? Vic in Vermilion. Yep. And then Thursday, Vic in Brunswick. So tomorrow, Vic in Maple Heights. That would be me. And Nathan, that's you,
here.
Is here in the Dog Bowl. But we encourage you to come out to each of those three dealerships to join us, to stop by, to say hello. There's giveaways. There's fun stuff going on. We're going to give stuff away. And come out and check out the new Fords. They got the 50th anniversary of the Mustang, by the way. I don't know if you saw that online. It's un-freaking believable. You just heard Greg Bumbu describe it. Yeah, I want to drive that. I really want to drive that. Not in the winter, though, but I want to drive it.
No, that'll be, maybe that'll be a summer.
At some point. That could be a good summer vehicle. All right, what do we want to do now? Oh, calls. Dino, did you say we had a call we could take? All right, Rob.
What's up, Rob?
Talk with us, brother. Rob in Toledo.
Hey. Yeah. How you guys doing out there?
Good. How are you?
Great. Hey, I just wanted to make a couple points. Hey, I really love your show. I listen to it every day.
Thank you.
Just wanted to make a point about I think this was a case of the old man on the court versus the young guy. I think you got to play the game. The calls went bad. Hey, you still got to play. But when they actually noticed that there was 2 minutes and 30-some seconds on the clock, I think it was more so Belichick he outwitted Chudzinski. Chud, you got to hold the ball. You can't give it back to a veteran coach and quarterback like that. If you watch the San Francisco Seahawks game last night, Frank Gore, he got out for a run. I think he almost had a touchdown. But what did he do? He went down.
Yeah.
They ran the ball for the rest of the clock. They ran the clock down. You got to understand your personnel. You got to understand who you're playing against. So just wanted to hear what you guys have to say on that. Thanks.
The difference in that, though, is that the 49ers would have scored to go up six.
Right.
A one-possession game. The Browns went up 12 with 2.5 minutes left. You're not...
I was thinking exactly, though, what the caller said, just in terms of I kept looking at the time and saying, I ultimately said, look, you just got to put the points up and get the lead. But thoughts were flowing through my head about time and can it go a little slower here? Can they still get there but not get there too fast? Because I just knowing that's break, I kept looking at number 12 on the sideline and said, I don't want to leave him as much as he got left. 239 is an eternity for him, even with 12 points.
If you needed one, you needed two.
I'm not disputing how they did it. I just hoped for it to take more time, but it took the time it took.
I liked it. Sorry. That's aggressive. We're going to punch it in, and we're going to stomp on your throat, and it's game over.
It's aggressive, but that's Tom Brady, and you know that.
Recovering onside.
You're going to tell me that you didn't think for a second did you think they were safe at 12 points with 2:39 left and Tom Brady over there? No way you thought they were safe. No
yes.
way you did. You I said did. Game over. You're popping the champagne. No way.
You've not ever watched
Tom Brady play.
I sent a congratulatory congratulatory text, in fact, with a minute left. And then
all right. No, 2:39, my brother.
Yeah, but and that's even with him scoring and having a minute left. All you gotta do is get the ball. You just have to recover an onside kick.
That's Tom Brady over there.
And, I had no doubt he would score one more time.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous. It's dangerous. I did not feel comfortable.
What did you want him to do?
Because I've seen it too many times. I didn't say what do you want him to do? What do you want him to do? Not let them score twice. That would be for starters, but that's a whole other discussion.
No. I'm talking about when you have the ball. at that point in the game? What did you want them to do on that series?
I just wanted the series itself to unfold a little. I'm talking about the entire series by itself. How they look, you got to get the plays that get you there. What's open, what's available, and make the throws. But it just seemed like it was moving, you know, a little. I mean, just the speed of it was a little faster than I loved. I'm not criticizing that they scored. I mean, that you can't do that. That's dumb. I don't mean that. But I'm just talking about where this came down to.
That 2:39, and they took three minutes off the clock.
They started at, that drive started at 5:38, right? And then they got in at 2:39. I mean, it was an 8-play drive. I would have loved like a 12-play drive.
They were too good.
They were too good. Or the Patriots were also smart too. I mean, you know, in some ways, the best thing in the world is give them an opportunity. I'm telling you, I've seen Tom freaking Brady do this over. When I was working for NFL.com, it almost was a beat to be around the Patriots. I was there like an average of 3 or 4 of their games a year. And I watched this guy, and I said, he's so – it's like the snake that if you don't step on the head and you let up 1 inch, that snake's coming up to bite you and you're dead.
Let's just remember, it was 3rd and 17 at the New England 40, and they converted.
I'm just telling you, I didn't think the game was safe. You thought it was, and that's your naivete. I thought it was never safe at 2:39. That's all I'm saying. And I'm a worrier, and maybe I'm more of a worrier than you are. You're more of a casual, kind of optimistic guy, but I'm a worrier. So I worried, rightfully so, unfortunately. Gerard Cherry is going to join us. Come on, Gerard. We'll talk to you in a couple minutes.